Right. First of all, I want to say thank you to the, is it third grade that acted out today? Eli and Samuel, you guys were awesome. The angel, very, very excellent job to show us this wonderful story that we heard. Okay, so you guys were listening, paying attention to the story. Y'all know what was going on? Right, Samuel is asleep, right? And God calls him out. God says, hey, I need your help. I need you to do something. He wakes up, right? And what does he do? What did he do? Remember, he wakes up and he does what? He went to, you remember? Okay, he went to Eli and said, hey, you calling me? He says, no, go back to bed. And this happened a few times, and then finally he realized, who's calling him? Who's calling him? Yes, ma'am. God's calling him. And what does he say? He says this beautiful line. He says this beautiful line in response to God. He says what? He says, do you guys remember? How about you guys that came up to help out? What did he say? He said, hey, Lord, I'm your servant. Whatever you need me to do, I'm here for you. I am willing to do that. Now, are we willing to say that in our lives? Yes, we are. Hopefully we are. All right, I'm Father TJ, Vocation Director for the Archdiocese. What does that mean? Vocation Director for the Archdiocese. Does anyone know what that means? Big words. All right, director means I'm in charge. All right, you've heard that word before. Director means I'm in charge. What about vocations? What are vocations? If I say the word vocations, what does that mean? What does that elicit in you? Yes, ma'am. What does that say? What's that? Okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's good. That's close. How about yes? Okay, a vocation's a job, but it's more than a job. See, a vocation is a call that God puts on our hearts, and God calls us all, and He puts it on all of our hearts. He puts something special. We have a beautiful vocation tree here. It tells us the different vocations in life. All of us are called to the vocation of holiness. By the virtue of our baptism, God calls us all to be holy. And then there's different ways that we can live that out. There's different ways we can be holy. And the different ways that are here on the tree, the ordained, the laity, the consecrated, there's different ways that we can be holy. Now, the important thing is to listen to God. Now, God might call us in different ways, right? God might call to us in a dream, like we saw in this first reading here. How else might God call to us? I've got some illustrations here in the bag. How else might God call to us? How about this? Come on in, guys. I'm sorry. Why don't you grab something out of the bag here? Out of this pocket. Pick something out of here. No, this one here. This top one. Yeah, one. Okay, go ahead. What is that? How might God call us? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, what is it? It's what?
It's like a mail.
It's a piece of mail. From where?
From the Archdiocese of Galveston.
Hey, when priests get mail from the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, it's probably super important. Mm-hmm. All right, just so you know, guys. Really important. Okay, so what's in there?
Okay.
So let's see. Sometimes, maybe this happens. Maybe God will send us a little note in the mail, and maybe.
I'm not gonna open it.
Go ahead. You just rip it open. Just have no fear. There you go. That's what I like to see. And what is it?
I love you so much, God.
There you go. So maybe God will call us by sending us a piece of mail. Has that ever happened to anybody? Has anybody else got a piece of mail from God that says, look, I love you so much? Now, is that a true statement? God loves us so much. How else might God talk to us? How about you, sir? What else? Why don't you reach in here and grab, see if you can get all the way in there. Try to reach in. What's that?
That's all.
Okay. And then what's inside of it? It's like an Easter egg. Oh, cool. What is that? Has anybody ever got an Easter egg? With a little note, what does it say? I invite you to
follow
me. And who's it signed?
Love God.
Love God. Has anybody ever gotten a little Easter egg that said, hey, I want you to follow me? No. So maybe we're not quite like Samuel in the reading. Maybe we haven't heard this awesome way that God calls us by sending us a letter or by dropping us an Easter egg. How about one more? What else is in there?
Phone.
Oh, dude, now you got to show the folks this phone. Do you still recognize that as a phone?
Yeah.
This is vintage 2007 phone. You can't even open it, can you? Oh, there you go. Now, who here was born 2007 or later? Raise your hand if you were born after 2007. Okay, so this phone is older than you are. All right, but how about that? Has anybody ever got a text message from God that says, hey, I love you? No. Has God ever called you on the phone and says, hey, I got something I want you to do? No, it doesn't quite work like that. That's not how vocations work. It worked like that in the reading that we heard today, where God speaks to Samuel at night. But maybe we don't get a letter from God. Maybe we don't get a text message from God. Maybe we don't get an Easter egg with an invitation from God to serve Him. But how does God call us in life? How does He call us in life? How about something else in the bag to help us illustrate how He might call us? Oh, woo. Woo, you okay? There's heavy. Whoa, what is that?
Bible.
A Bible. That's awesome. And what would you say about that Bible? You say that anybody's ever used that Bible?
Yep.
Why would you say that?
It's torn up.
It's beat up. That means, yeah, this is my Bible. I've had this since I was in college. And what are the words and the messages in here? Okay, but what's inside the Bible? What do we hear in the Bible?
Stories about Jesus.
We hear stories about Jesus. We hear God's invitation to call us. My friends, we're probably not going to get a letter from God. We're probably not going to get an Easter egg with an invitation from God, but we have the sacred scriptures. We have the sacred celebration of the Eucharist. These are the ways that God speaks to us. And when God speaks to us, He's got an important message for us. He tells us, first of all, that He loves us. He loves us so much that He died for our sake. And He's got another important message for us. And that message is that He's got something special He wants us to do with life. Okay, and that's why I'm here today. Because as the vocation director for the Archdiocese, I want to invite all you young men and women to think about how God might be calling you to a life of service to Him. Now, I know for a fact that the majority of people here in the church are called to the vocation of marriage. That the majority of you are going to be called to be husbands, fathers, wives, and mothers, okay? I know that. But some of you might have this unique call of God saying to you, I want you to give your entire life in service to Me. I want you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, or a nun. Okay? And if that is the case, please, my friends, take the example of young Samuel today and that we heard in that first reading of saying, Lord, if You were calling me to be a priest or a sister, I'm listening and I'm going to do Your will. Now, here's a homework assignment that I have for you. I have a homework assignment for you. How many of you guys just love homework assignments? You're like, woo, I love homework. A few of you? All right, this is the homework assignment. It's not hard. I'd ask you to listen carefully to this homework assignment. What I want you to do is I want you to pray. And I want you to say, God, please help me understand my vocation in life. God, what is it that You want me to do with my life? And I want you to be open and say, Lord, whatever You want me to do, I'm here. I'm Your servant. I am listening. Okay, and if He's calling you to be a priest, a brother, sister, nun, be open to that call. And here's the second part of that homework assignment. I want you to say, God, help me to see in others good characteristics and traits. And I want you to say to God, God, is there anybody in my class that I think would be a good priest or nun? Okay, and you know how to identify a person who might be a good priest or nun? What would be some qualities, characteristics that you would look for in a person that would be a good priest or nun? What would you say?
I would say...
Somebody who's... Who's what? Okay, but what would the characteristics, what would they need? What would you see in them? Would you say, I think they would be a good priest or nun? Yes, sir. Somebody who's kind. What else? Someone who prays. What else would you like to see in a good priest or nun?
Somebody who likes God.
Somebody who likes God, who loves God a whole lot. What else? Someone who loves Mary so much. Excellent answer. What else would you like to see in a good priest or nun?
Who's nice.
Someone who's nice. How about the middle school students? Yes, ma'am. Someone who shows a lot of faith. All right, so this is what I want you to do. Your homework assignment, two parts. Number one, say, God, help me to understand what my vocation is in life. And if You're calling me to be a priest, brother, sister, nun, please let me be open. Number two, God, is there somebody in my class that I think would be a good priest or nun? And here's the third part of this assignment. You tell them. You tell that young person, and this goes for teachers, it goes for parents, it goes for grandparents, for all of our visitors here, is if you see young people that you think would make a good priest, brother, sister, nun, you say, hey, I'm noticing you some great characteristics and great traits, and I think it would be awesome if you consider serving God as a priest, a brother, a sister, or nun. Okay? Do you think that we can do that as a homework assignment? Okay, and here's why that's important. We have something else in this bag. Who hasn't picked anything out? How about this? What are those?
Beans.
Okay, they're not quite beans. They're close. What else might they be? Seeds. And what do you do with seeds?
You plant
them, and hopefully if you plant them and the light's good and the soil is nourishing, what happens to the seeds?
They grow.
Now, you know what kind of seeds these are?
No.
These are mustard seeds. Has anybody ever heard Jesus talk about mustard seeds?
No.
What happens to mustard seeds? Yes, sir. What are mustard seeds?
They're...
Would you say these are big?
No.
No. How many of you think are in this bottle?
Thousands.
Probably a thousand. I haven't counted them all yet, but that's one of my projects on my to-do list. All right, but they're small seeds. And what kind of, Jesus tells us, when you plant a mustard seed and it grows up, what kind of tree does it make? It makes a humongous, big, gigantic tree. And it's such a huge tree that all the birds in the sky come and rest in its branches. And how do they start? They start really small. So here's the message, my friends. The Word of God is planted in our hearts and in our souls. It's planted in our lives. And so what we need to ask God to do is to help us to take these seeds of faith that He plants so that they may grow, so that they may be awesome, they may be wonderful. My guess is at least one person in here is called to be a priest or a nun. And if that is the case, then imagine the seed of faith being planted in you today. Allow it to take root in your heart. Allow it to take root in your soul to help you grow. Because if we are all people of faith, we are like these big, humongous mustard trees. And people will look at us and they will see our faith and they'll come to us for help and support and for prayer. And hopefully we all can grow together in love and that faith that our Lord places in our hearts. Okay, so as we continue today praising, thanking God for His many gifts and His many blessings, let us be open. Let us be open to that seed of faith being planted into our heart, to our mind, and to our soul, so that we can listen to God's voice and whatever He's calling us to do, so that we can be holy and we can grow in His love.